Taking into account all of those benefits, it seems sensible for organisations to say that they support you in bringing your whole self to work. Who could possibly criticise that? Well, we could, so here we go. First of all, in case you haven't encountered this yet, the idea seems to have been widely popularised in the corporate world by Mike Robbins. Here you can see the book Bring Your Whole Self to Work, and also the TED Talk, which I've put a link to in your further reading. The basic premise focuses on the benefits of being yourself in the workplace, as we've just noted in the previous slide. Robbins talks about how empowered he felt by that, and the moment he asked someone in a meeting if he could just be himself. Okay, but what you might want to ask as you watch the video is how exactly his environment wasn't matching up to his internal world. Imagine for a moment a time when you felt truly uncomfortable, or maybe unsafe. It doesn't have to be in your current role. What if someone had told you that everything will be better if you just be yourself? It's not great advice, is it? And yet, without organisations explaining specifically what they're doing to make sure that being yourself isn't even something you need to consider anymore, that's exactly what's happening. Bring your whole self to work can be seen as an instruction that puts the responsibility on the individual to change their behaviour, even if they don't feel comfortable or safe to do so. Would a vulnerable employee walking around an office with these posters everywhere feel empowered or challenged by that? And how is this interpreted by people who find themselves in the majority? In these examples, it all depends on what pressures you are under, internal or external, as to whether you need personal motivation or an acknowledgement of a problem. Think about the contexts in which you've seen this phrase being used and try to look at it from different perspectives. In previous conversations with our ENLP grads, comments have ranged from, "I think it's just a well-intentioned goal," to, "If I brought my whole self to work, I'd be fired. They don't deserve my truth." To hear a practical and, I think, encouraging example of this idea in action, I recommend you go to our bonus content section and hear the interview with Belton Flournoy of Protivity.